Stay tuned for the three fundamentals of transformation. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we help you drop the wine and pick up happy, conscious living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and on Saturdays, we address that first year of sobriety. Whether you're on day one or day 364, this is for you. Although, to be honest, day one, you're going to feel a lot different than you do on day 364, aren't you? So take what you need, leave what isn't useful at this point in your journey. Gals, one of the things we really want to do, I assume we do anyway, I'm assuming you do, is transform. I like the word transformation, and I don't use it lightly. When I say that word, I really do mean it. One of the things we know and we've agreed is that it's not about the alcohol. And so anyone who approaches this by going, I'm just not going to drink no matter what, they're going to be miserable for the most part. And then there's the rest of us who've recognized the fact that it really isn't about the alcohol and we have to undertake a process of transformation. Well, guess what, gals? I've come up with the three fundamentals, the three basic things we need to transform ourselves. How's that for amazing? I mean, it's a big topic, right? We could start with just defining transformation itself. What does it even mean to undergo a transformation? And how do we know when we get there? Not exactly a small topic, is it? But I still argue that I have found the three fundamentals, and I'm going to share them with you today. But before we do that, let's go ahead and do a definition to make sure we're all on the same page. What is transformation? But since I'm such a nerd, an English nerd, as you know, I like to look things up. So let's go to the dictionary. What does the dictionary say about transformation? Well, first of all, gals, what it says is the act of transforming. So we got to go from looking up transformation to look up, well, what is transform? Transform. We got to get to the root of the word, right? Well, here it is. How about this one? We've got three to choose from. I like number two. Number two, and this is just dictionary.com, by the way. To change in condition, nature, or character. How's that? To change in condition, nature, or character. Number one in the dictionary.com is to change in form, appearance, or structure. I would argue the transformation that we're talking about here is mostly nature and character. We're talking about nothing less than emotional transformation, emotional maturity, or if you will, emotional sobriety. And that's a massive transformation in character, isn't it? Our entire nature, it's like we become a different person. And that's what I've experienced. I'm unrecognizable, gals. There is no way that I could have done this show back in the day because I was just, well, a different person. Let's be kind about it. I was a very different person. I think one of the biggest changes that I recognize in myself, and there are many, but I think one of the biggest is my ability to be patient with myself and others. And yeah, I think that's the biggest one, is just to recognize we're all exactly where we are because that's where we are. We're all at different stages in our evolution. There are different levels of consciousness, if you will. And I used to be so unbelievably judgmental of other people, another transformation in my character. So I want to tell you, I'm here to tell you that the journey to sobriety is about way more than just becoming a better person. Because when we become a better person, we're happier. See, that's really the ultimate goal. We just want to be happy, don't we? Isn't that everybody's goal? I just want to be happy, right? Some of us have weird ideas of what will make us happy. For example, we used to believe alcohol would. Well, were we ever wrong, right? We just want to be happy. And I can tell you right now that when you transform and your nature changes, your character changes, and you find yourself more patient, loving, kind, and understanding, that makes you happy. And it's not what we thought it was, right? I thought happiness was going to be very different from this. And I thought it was going to involve money. No, right? It's just not what we expect. So to get back to the point, I have not forgotten those three fundamentals that I'm going to share with you. So now that we agree on what transformation means, to change our character or change our nature. I mean, really, that's changing our personality. Let's talk about the three things we need to start this process. Well, the first thing we need, of course, is to decide to stop drinking. And we really need to lay a foundation to start our transformation in early, early sobriety through a journey of self-discovery that you should be walked through with either a group or a coach, or somebody should walk you through that. But these are the fundamentals. And this is the order in which you want them. So number one, you want a very clear aim, a very clear purpose, a very clear, I didn't want to use the word goal, but I suppose we could use it. I like aim. We need to set an aim that is clear, crystal clear, and written down, and look at it daily, memorize it, and know where we're going. And one of the difficulties with this, like, for example, back in the beginning, if someone would have said, "What's your aim, Becca?" I would have said, "Well, I just want to not drink. That's all I want, is to just not have to drink anymore. And I want to not want to drink, and I could use a little more money too." I probably would have said that. Not that it was about the money, but I thought that things would make me happy. Like, there's another transformation. Anyway, understanding our aim in the beginning can be difficult because we don't even really know what we need to get where we want to go, which means we can't get there. How's that for confusing? We can't get where we want to go if we don't know where we want to go. So number one is to have a clear aim. What are we trying to do here? What is the point of this journey? What are the changes you want to make in your life? Who do you want to become? Let's put it that way. Yeah, I like that one. Who do you want to become? So number one, make that crystal clear. Spend time on it. Not like 2 minutes where you went, "Oh, you know, happy and sober." You know, no, write out this person that you want to become. And then number two, you undertake a process. You undertake a, let's call it a project of self-observation. You go on an adventure of self-observation. So number one, you have this vision of who you want to become. And then once you've set that down in writing and you've looked at it and talked it over and said it out loud, and it's very, very, very clear who you want to become, then you start observing yourself hour by hour, day by day, and watch how you're reacting to the events of your world, and ask yourself, am I reacting the way that person would react, the person that I'm wanting to become? Am I in line with my aim? Am I lining up? Is my behavior on track with where I'm trying to go? We don't beat ourselves up because we're going to find ourselves way off track over and over, especially in early days. But we commit to a journey of self-observation. And this becomes, it's very difficult in the beginning. It becomes easier and easier. And eventually it gets really hilarious where you catch yourself and you're like a fly on the wall and you see yourself reacting to something and going, "Oh, gee, look at that. The old me just showed up again." No judgment, no beating up. In the beginning, doesn't feel quite so light, but I'm here to tell you that it gets lighter and lighter as we stay on this journey of self-observation. So that's number two. And then number three, which I've already kind of touched on, is detachment. We don't tangle ourselves up in this process of self-observation. We just stand back and watch. We need to learn how to detach from what's going on around us and just look at it all as an observer, which is really, 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 did I say really? Hard to do, because our emotions are there. We're talking about your life here. We're talking about your relationships. We're talking about the way we go through the world. And to detach, how do you detach from that? First, how? Practice. We have to practice. That's all it is. It's just a matter of practicing. But it really also helps if we have a very clear understanding of how to do this, and having someone there to remind us is also very helpful, which is one of the reasons we don't do this alone. Whether you're in a group or you've got a sober coach or you've got a mentor, somebody needs to be there reminding you. because these three foundational practices will move you where you want to go. Number one, what is your aim? Make it crystal clear. Number two, undertake a journey, a practice of self-observation. And number three, detach. Detach. And all of these, well, except number one, require practice. Number one is just doing it. Sit down and do it and take your time and do it right. But numbers two and three require practice over time. But that's how we do it. And the outcome of these three fundamentals is a changed personality, a transformed person, a different nature or a different character. And the truth of the matter is that although we are amazing women, we have not grown as much as we could have because of the alcohol. I can just say that as a blanket statement across the board because alcohol is our escape. And when we escape, we don't grow. We don't learn from the events of life. And so most of us are emotionally immature on varying degrees. And that's what this journey is about. It's a journey of emotional maturity or emotional sobriety, if you will, a journey of transformation. So there they are, gals. Number one, set an aim. Number two, self-observation. Number three is detachment. And I guess if you wanted to add number four, it would be practice, practice, practice over time. Well, gals, today is the last day that I'm leaving the sacred mirror open for a while. I'm shutting it down for a week or two. So if you'd like to get a sacred reflection from me and you haven't done that yet, although some of you are starting to double dip, which is making me laugh. I'm like, wait, haven't we done this already? So if you've done the sacred mirror once, I would appreciate it if you would just leave the spaces for other people. Although, all right, whatever, right? I'm okay, fine. Obviously, you're enjoying yourself, and I love that. So the sacred mirror is an online forum where I just ask you a couple of simple questions and allow you to share a little bit of your story with me and only me. It's private. And I respond to your story by turning on this microphone and sending you back a reflection, not a sales pitch, not advice, but a reflection from an objective second party. That would be me. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.